This week marks the 34th anniversary of the death of Pope Paul VI, who died on August 6, 1978, after reigning for 15 years. He was Pope during a momentous period in the history of the Church, in particular steering through the reforms of the Second Vatican Council, which had been convened first by his predecessor, John XXIII. One person who had the opportunity to observe closely the figure of Pope Paul VI was the veteran journalist Bob Miller, who spent over 20 years in Rome as a correspondent for ABC News. In the following interview from our archives, Miller spoke to Jill Bevilacqua about the personality of what he called a very misunderstood and underrated Pope.
To lift our hearts and minds beyond the limited horizons of our daily toils, to compass the vast domain of stars and galaxies, and to find beyond them the magnificence and power of the Maker. Deum Creatorem venite adorem.
In your opinion, Bob, how do you think he made out?
I think Pope Paul VI made out very well. Unfortunately, he is an underrated pope, primarily for what you have just mentioned, the fact that he succeeded such a very popular pope as Pope John XXIII. It should be remembered that the first years of his pontificate, perhaps the first half of the pontificate, were what one could call the most creative in the history of the Church. He did so many things. It was he who, in a very special sense, was responsible for the continuation of the Vatican Council, and it was he who began almost immediately to implement the resolutions of that council. And as you said, there was opposition, there was unhappiness, but somehow he managed to bring this off and bring it off very well. To most people, the things that he did were not very obvious. They might have, in essence, appeared to be little things. But if one would go back and total up the many things that he did as a result of the council and on his own, one can see so many changes in the Church that the average person would be overawed at what he really did. Unfortunately, as he got older, a bit ill, this diminished. But in the first half of his reign, he was very dynamic in his own way, he worked in his own way, and he changed the face of the Church. He reformed the inside of the Church.
Do you think he'd have been a different kind of pope if he hadn't immediately succeeded John XXIII?
In a way, perhaps, but not really, because he was himself. He was, as most people know, an introvert. He was what people say a private person. He did not like the limelight. He was uneasy in the limelight. I remember the first time I saw him was at the journalist's audience shortly after his election. And I was a bit surprised because he seemed very ill at ease. And I figured, well, he's new. He's not yet used to being pope and meeting groups. Yes, he'd been Archbishop of Milan, but this was another thing. But here he was, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, the supreme pontiff, and what he said was important. Sometimes the words were magnified, the ideas were magnified, and I thought he was just trying to be very careful and trying hard to do his new job very well. But then, to my surprise, 8 and 10 and 15 years later, he was just as ill at ease in public as he was the first time I saw him, with one exception. And that was when I saw him with children. Then he was a completely different person from the one we would see in normal audiences in the Basilica celebrating a Mass or making other public appearances. With children, he was one of the most charismatic, and I use this word very advisedly, one of the most charismatic of the popes that I have seen. Completely different. He There was something about children that brought his inner self out. I remember seeing him at Boys Town on a New Year's Day, when he was alone with all these boys. They had invited him, and after the Mass and the sermon, they went with him to their city hall, where they were in command, and the adults were sitting in the, I would imagine, the councilmen's chairs along the side of the room. And it was Pope Paul VI and these boys. Very few people were there, and very few would believe how this man changed with these boys, how he chatted with them, joked with them. He was giving them belated Christmas presents and throwing them out to these children, very casually, very informally, sitting in a little armchair that they had gotten someplace to serve as a temporary throne. And he was reaching into these boxes, throwing out these gifts, medals and panettone and so on, and cautioning the boys, now, remember, you got one, so you better give it to your neighbor. And it was an unforgettable experience with Pope Paul VI.
That's very interesting, because most people have a completely different idea of him, and
Precisely. They looked at him as a stuffy man. He was not. He was an introvert. He was not an extrovert. He was the intellectual in the best sense of the word. And he was always ill at ease, as I said, when he wasn't by himself, when he wasn't with the few people he knew best.
Only 2 days after his election, Pope Paul VI visited Vatican Radio. He had a brother in journalism and was well aware of the value of the media. But for Bob Miller, there was more to it than that.
It was more than an awareness from the news dissemination point of view. It was a chance to communicate with the people through the press, through the radio, through television, through the communications media. And he understood this very well. And in a way, it helped him because it, as I said earlier, his being an introvert made it difficult to communicate in person with people whom he did not really know. So this helped him communicate. And I think he appreciated this very much. And he was very cooperative. I can remember on the plane to India, which was the first time the press was in the plane with the Pope. On the Holy Land voyage, the Pope flew by himself and the press planes went earlier and returned later. But on the India flight, we were in the plane with the Pope. And again, he inaugurated the tradition, should I say, of the Pope walking through the plane, chatting with the journalists. And I was fortunate enough, for which I was later reprimanded, to say a few words to him in English and ask him to make a statement in English for American radio listeners, which he did. On the plane there, and we were in our seats. I turned on my recorder, and figuring in a sense that they wouldn't put me off at this stage, I might be reprimanded, as I was later. And as he walked along, chatting, blessing, I asked him whether he would say a few words in English, which he did. And they were simple words, but sincere, talking about what he had accomplished in India, just a few words, and how he felt in general, and a special message to the people of the United States, and it was very interesting. There were so many things that he inaugurated that we are not aware of, these trips. It was Pope Paul VI who inaugurated this, and for the reason of carrying the message, of seeing the world, of letting the Catholics and the non-Catholics see the Pope, know the Pope, understand what the Pope and the Church were trying to do. Yes, Pope Paul was doing these things that are now being accredited to others. For instance, in Milan, when he was archbishop there, he personally visited every one of the 1,000 churches in the archdiocese as archbishop of that area. And there are so many other little things that he did, and so many, should I say, traditions that we now consider, that he inaugurated. And that is why I say he was highly underestimated. Some of his encyclicals, I am convinced, will go down in the history of the Church as major documents. They will rank with some that are now considered the greatest or the finest or the most significant. Some of them will. And some of the little things that he did, these so-called little things, are having their effect on the church to this day and will in the future, and someday they will be recognized for what they were. See, it's very interesting that Pope Paul VI has been called the traditionalist who reformed the Vatican, and that is what he did. If one wants to use the symbol, he brought bright, light colors into the areas of the Vatican where he lived and where he moved. He was very fond of modern art, for example, and he was the one, which people forget, who created the modern art collection in the Vatican Museum. So that these things, I believe, in a way symbolize the traditionalist who reformed the Vatican and the traditionalist, in another sense, who brought a, in a sense, fulfilling what Pope John the 23rd wanted, a breath of fresh air. He brought light and color into these areas with the modern art and symbolically with many other things that people are totally unaware of. And that is why I say, and many others do, that he was underrated and will someday come into his own when we have moved away from this era, when he moves away from under this shadow of the papacy of John 23rd, under which he lived all through the 15 years that he was Pope.